The introduction of the series. And so tonight I want to talk to you about understanding faith. Understanding faith. Amen. I would like you to open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 11, the popular passage on faith. From the verse 1. Now faith is the substance. Yes, shall we rise up? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Amen. For many believers, faith is a subject or a topic the pastor preaches occasionally in church. Hallelujah. But as much as it's a topic, it means much more than a topic. Amen. Faith, when wrongly understood just as a topic alone, results in powerlessness and lifelessness of a believer. Amen. When you misunderstand faith to be anything other than what it is, the result is that you will not enjoy your life in Christ. Your life will be without the power and the influence of God. Hallelujah. You know, God is omniscient. God is very infinite. He's all powerful and all knowing. But God will show up in your life to the extent that you allow him. Amen. If you allow God a lot of room to interrupt your way of life in order to direct you in his way, you would experience God in a very meaningful way. On the other hand, if you say your way of life should not be interrupted, and that you would take the way of the world instead of the way of faith, you would hardly experience God in your life. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power of him, according to the power that worketh in us. There is a power he has put in you, but the degree of the workings of the power depends on the allowance you permit the power to operate. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the writer of Hebrews, who I suppose is Paul, wrote this epistle to the believers who were the Hebrew believers who were scattered around the world. And he said, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What he's saying is that faith is not just an idea. Amen. It's not just a theory. It's not a concept. Faith is a substance. And as a substance, it's talking about something that is tangible. And the word substance also means something that you can be assured of. It's an assurance. Hallelujah. You can see it also as a warranty. When you buy a product from a shop, maybe a pressing iron, amen, they give you the pressing iron with the manual, and in the manual you will see the warranty. Now it is not possible to have a warranty of a product when you don't have the product. Amen. Because when you have the warranty, it tells you that you have the product. In the same way, faith gives warranty to the things you hope for. When we are talking about hope, what do we mean? We mean expectation of good. Expectation of good. And our expectation of good comes from nowhere else but the word of God. When you read the word of God does not only give you hope, but it gives you hope. And beyond the hope, when you allow the Spirit of God to inspire the word that you have received, then your faith is generated. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people who know the word of God, they have memorized the word of God, but it's not possible for them to walk in faith. Why? Because they have not allowed the word of God to be incubated in such a way and to the extent that the Spirit of God sheds light in their spirit. It is impossible to develop faith without the revelation knowledge of the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so, when we are talking about faith, you are talking about somebody walking in faith. You are talking about somebody who is walking in revelation knowledge. Amen. And in God's understanding, and in the way that the Bible wants us to understand, that faith is our response unto God. Tell somebody, faith is a response. It's a response. First, it's a response to God's character and nature. Hallelujah. It's a response to his love for us. It's a response to his goodness to us. It's a response to his faithfulness to us. It's a response to his might, his power in our life. Hallelujah. All the people we see in the book, in the Bible, who are described as heroes of faith, they are people who have experienced God based on his nature. They have received and understood a certain nature of God. And having understood it, they gave a response. Hallelujah. The Bible says, by faith, Enoch walked with God and was translated. Hallelujah. He had a certain understanding of God, that God was gracious and God was faithful. And because he walked in that understanding, God translated him and he never saw death. Hallelujah. Amen. It is also our response to God's power. Our response to God's creative power. Hallelujah. When you look at the earth and the heavens and all that God created, you can see God's master creative power at work. Hallelujah. Several years ago, I read a book that said that all the power that God deployed to create the world, he only used 2% of the power to create the world. And the rest of the power is still in the system roaming around. Amen. And so when you are talking about faith, you are looking and considering God's creative power. Amen. What we are seeing today in terms of creation is not all there can be. Hallelujah. Amen. You and I can create. Amen. Hallelujah. We can create. And that is why he says we must walk by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. It also talks about his redemptive power. God's redemptive power is our response to his redemptive power. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Take note, he said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe with thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The word saved there is sozo. Hallelujah. It encompasses the totality of God's redemptive work in our lives. It's talking about our salvation, eternal life. It's talking about our prosperity. It's talking about our healing. It's talking about every other area of our life that concerns God and which matters unto us. Hallelujah. And he said that, and that for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That means when the Bible says we must walk by faith, what he's saying is that we should allow our faith in God to translate and affect every other area of our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is not only in church. You come to church. No. Faith applies and can operate where you are in your home. It can operate where you are at your work site. It can operate at any place at the lorry station. Faith is something that is substantial and that can cause changes around you. It is something that can help you deploy God's ability in situations where help is required. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It is our response to God's creative power. Amen. Now, faith, what faith is not? What faith is not? Faith is not hope. Amen. I say faith is not hope. Hope is an expectation, a good expectation in the future. But when we are saying, talking about faith, we are talking about something now. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So therefore, when we say somebody has faith, we are not saying that he has hope. Whereas hope is in the future, faith is in the now. It is hope that gives birth to faith. Amen. In other words, the mother of faith is hope. Hallelujah. Amen. But hope is not faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so with hope, you are looking to receive something in the future. Amen. And there are some believers who are living in the future all the time. It will happen. It shall happen. It will come to pass. No. It has come to pass. Amen. It has happened. Because everything that God has for us has already been provided. Hallelujah. That is why he says, now faith is. When somebody is sick and you are praying for the person, it is not now that God is coming to heal the person. He has healed him already 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. It is now left with those, the one who is praying, or the person, to appropriate that faith in order to experience the reality of the miracle that he's looking for. Hallelujah. It is done. Amen. Faith says it shall be done. Amen. What do you call it? What's the name? Hope says it will be done. But faith says it is done. Amen. It is done. So if God says, I am your strength, he will not be your strength. He is your strength. Amen. If God says, I am your sufficiency, he will not be your sufficiency. He is your sufficiency. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is what he says. Hallelujah. Because he is your more than enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So faith is not hope. Faith is not the same as mental assent, mental agreement. There are most of us in church accept that the Bible is God's word. Amen. We don't have any doubts at all that the Bible is God's word. We believe it is God's word. We are at home with every promise in the word of God. We would never question it. We will never debate it. Amen. And we are pleased to see miracles happening around us. But somehow, it doesn't work for us. Why? We have a mental assent. We agree. Amen. We agree. But we don't have faith. Hallelujah. May you move from mental assent to the place of faith. Hallelujah. Amen. That you will move from a position of mentally assenting the word of God, assenting the works of God, to a place of faith, where faith becomes a substance for the things you hope for. Hallelujah. Many times when you are in mental assent, you can come to a point where you think that God is being very selective in terms of blessing his people. Amen. Because some people are being blessed, but it looks like you are never being blessed. It is not so. God is not being selective. The point is that the degree to which God is manifesting in their lives is a direct result of the degree to which they have allowed God to work in their lives. And the degree to which God is working in your life or not working in your life is also to the degree to which you have not allowed God in your life. Amen. How big is your God? It's a title of a book. Amen. And it says, your God is as big as you make him. Amen. Amen. Your God is as big as you make him. Somebody's God is that at the end of the month, he will receive his salary. That is what he believes he's God for. Amen. Amen. He believes he's God for his salary. But he can't believe God for something more than a salary. Hallelujah. But somebody is there, he doesn't only believe that God can give him a salary, but he believes that God can bring him more than a salary. Amen. Amen. He can bring him windfalls in addition to a salary. Hallelujah. Amen. Is somebody with me here? Hallelujah. Amen. So you say, we hear that by faith, the elders obtained a good report. That means these elders the Bible is referring to were not just mentally assenting, nor were they just hoping. They were hoping and translating their hope into faith. Hallelujah. That by faith, that Abel offered a much more excellent offering than Cain. Abel was responding to God's nature and God's greatness, his power, his ability, his goodness, his mercy, and said, this God, I'll give him in any way. I can't give him something that is anything at all. I must only give him the best that he deserves. But Mr. Cain didn't have that kind of revelation. He had another kind of revelation. And that his revelation did not match with God's revelation knowledge that he gave unto them. Hallelujah. Are you understand? So the Bible says, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. In other words, when it comes to our lives as believers, our givings are affected by our revelation of God. Amen. Amen. You will give according to the revelation you have. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not how much you have. No. You will give according to the revelation you have. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he went on to say that by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Before he was translated, he pleased God. How did he please God? The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Amen. That means Enoch walked in the sight of God in such a manner that God was pleased with him. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that God is very much concerned when we are not walking by faith. Amen. Amen. There are too many of us that are walking according to our senses. We move by our feelings. Amen. But feelings is not the issue. It's not how you feel. Amen. It is by faith. You will not walk by sight, but you walk by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the faith is also not sense knowledge faith. Sense knowledge faith. Hattie, can you stand up just a moment? How many of you believe that my wife is in church this evening? Raise your hand. Yeah. So you are walking in sense knowledge faith. Those of you who raise your hands, you are walking in sense, knowledge, faith. You saw. Amen. Thomas said, if I don't see him and trust my finger through the holes of the nails, I shall not believe that he resurrected. And what did Jesus say? Blessed are those who have not seen but yet believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot believe a thing that you see. Because believing acts in the dimension of the spiritual realm. Faith acts in the dimension of the spiritual realm. So in other words, the Bible is saying, by the creative knowledge of God, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things that we see were not made out of things that are seen. Not things that do not exist. Everything we see was created out of the unseen. Hallelujah. Amen. There are some people who preach and say that you have to fake it in order for it to work. In other words, what they are saying is that the thing does not exist, but you have to talk and behave as if it exists, and then it will manifest. No, it's not true. The Bible says, by faith we understand that all the things we see and all the things we hope for, okay, are you understanding? We're framed by the word of God. Say that the things that are seen were not made out of things that do appear. Not that people, things that do not exist, that do appear. There is an unseen world, the spiritual world, the parent of the physical world. Hallelujah. Even as we are sitting here, for example, there's power here. But who is seeing the power? Are you seeing the power? No. Amen. There are what do you call them? This, come again. Waves in this building. If not, we can't get our transmission on the TV. Hallelujah, on the screen. Hallelujah. But we don't see it. In the similar manner, in the realm of the spirit, the reality of life is spiritual. And it is out of that spiritual reality the earth was created. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have, for example, you have a damage, maybe an injury on the eye, you can believe God and create. Amen. Hallelujah. There are some cases, some injuries, or some people that are born without some things. Amen. They are born without some things. And the doctors tell you, you are going to hang along with that for life. But it's not true. They can be recreated. Amen. Hallelujah. There are some things you have, you were born with them, but you've lost them. Injury or something. It can be repaired. Hallelujah. That is how miracles come about. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is pleased when we decide that we will walk by faith. Because in walking by faith, we are able to deploy his creative power. We are able to deploy his redemptive power. We are able to deploy every ability that he has given unto us. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, faith is not sense knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you can see it, you believe it. No, there is nothing like that. You believe because you can see. When you believe, you will see. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form, and the earth was void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, and the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the earth, and God said. Anytime God said, he saw. Why did he speak? Why did he say? He said because in the realm of the spirit, he knew there was what it took to create what he was decreeing. Let there be light. And the Bible says he created light out of darkness. He caused light to shine out of darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, the verse 6, that as ye have therefore received Christ, so walk ye in him. Hallelujah. It is good that we have received Christ. And as we have received Christ, the Bible says he has given unto every one of us the measure of faith. Hallelujah. You have a measure of faith. I have a measure of faith. It is not enough just to have a measure of faith, but God requires of you that you should walk in him. You received him by faith. Therefore, live your life by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, you will be a believer and the miracles will escape you. Hallelujah. You will be a believer and be suffering needlessly. You'll be a believer and lack too many things that you should not lack, because God has made provision available for you. It's not like now when you pray, you pray, you pray, and then God will bring it. No. The thing is already given. It is for you to believe and to take it. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody, your job is ready. Somebody, your job is ready. Somebody, your job is ready. Take it in Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are supposed to walk by faith. Hallelujah. You know, when I was praying this afternoon, something just struck me. My mind just went to 2 Kings chapter 13 about the life of the prophet Elisha. Elisha was a man who did twofold miracles, 100% of miracles his father Elijah did. Hallelujah. He did a lot. But it's very interesting the way Elisha died. Very interesting. Verse 14 of 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings chapter 13. And now Elisha was falling sick of his sickness whereof he died. Now, whereof he died, when you look inside the Bible, when the Bible is talking about somebody who fell sick and died, it will say that Elisha was falling, the person has fallen sick, the person fell sick of the sickness whereof he should die. Whereof he should die. If you read your Bible, you will come across it many times. That means the person couldn't have done anything about that sickness. He didn't need a prophet to pray for him. He didn't need a pastor to pray for him. He was just on his way out. But this one, it didn't say it was a sickness whereof he should die. But he died. Are you there? Hallelujah. Amen. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof." Go down to verse 20. Just go down to verse 20. Verse 20. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. Verse 21. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Hallelujah. This is a dead man. Amen. He had been dead for some time. His bones were in the sepulcher. And they were burying somebody. And when they saw the enemy coming, they dropped that dead somebody into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the corpse dropped and touched the bones of Elijah, the corpse stood up. If this man's bones have resurrection power, it had healing power. It had healing power to heal himself and to raise him and to give him days to live. Are you understand what I'm talking about? But it didn't happen because he chose not to walk in faith concerning his own health. Hallelujah. And so it is very important that you and I must walk by faith. Amen. We must walk by faith. We must believe the scripture. Hallelujah. We must believe the scripture. We must speak the scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray for somebody that what you are going through, what is happening to you, is only temporary. You are coming out of it and leaving the thing behind you. Hallelujah. That is my prayer for you. Because you have the raising the dead power in your spirit. Hallelujah. You only need to believe and work on it, and it shall come to pass that that story will no longer be a part of you. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember early this year, three gentlemen and a lady, they had the same problem. H. pylori or something like that. And one of the gentlemen, I said, oh, this one, you go and take this herb. It will help you. He took, it didn't work. The other one too, the same. It didn't work. I prayed for them at two different times. It still didn't work. One day we closed church. I was standing here and they came again. I got angry. I said, my friend, this is the last time. This time, this thing is leaving. I laid hands on them. Prayed for each of them. They went free. And they are permanently free. Hallelujah. The lady and her husband were believing God for a certain breakthrough. And then I invited them to the office to pray with them. When they came and were praying along the line, I don't know what happened. The issue of these two guys, I mean three guys, came to mind. And I said, oh, there was a guy, I mean three guys I prayed for. Blah, blah, they had this problem. And the lady has had that problem for more than 12 years. And according to her, one day she came to church and she wanted to tell me to pray with her. But she didn't know what stopped her. So when I finished sharing the story, she said, Pastor, you have to pray for me. And I prayed with her. It's gone. Hallelujah. It's gone. It's gone. Amen. Because that, you see, it was not what per se I prayed. But it was what I prayed connecting with what you had inside you. That heal them. Amen. Hallelujah. Yesterday, no, the day before yesterday, a grandmother of mine called me, Mary Danwar, because I'd helped somebody 3 years ago to get rid of kidney stones. So she wanted the whatever I gave the person. So I told her what it was. And I asked, oh, but how is town? How is what town? So everybody is fine. Except so and so's wife. That she's been badly hit by an illness. She was at the university hospital for a long time. They didn't know about it. It was yesterday pastor announced that oh, they've had to rush her to the regional hospital. And that she's on oxygen. When you remove the oxygen now, she's just going. I said, oh, say yes. I said, no, but why? So I asked, do you have the husband's number? She said, yes. I said, send me the husband's number. I want to pray for her. So he gave me the husband's number, and I called the husband. And I said, I want to pray for your wife. The husband thought maybe I was praying and God revealed to me. I said, no. I talked to this person, and she mentioned it, that she had to sleep overnight to take care of the woman. Okay. So that he will go to the hospital and then call. He got there and he called me. I talked to the woman. I said, look, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life. So at this very moment, you may be thinking you are way gone. You are too close to the other side than you are from this side. But I want to tell you, He is the resurrection and the life. You will be restored. She said, Amen. I prayed for the woman. And I told the husband, rest. He said, Pastor, I'm sure it will work. I said, no, it has worked. He said, Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And praise God. Yesterday, I came to the office and then he called. He said, Pastor, my wife is doing very well. She's doing very well. I said, we thank God. I told you it was done. He said, Pastor, she's doing very well. Then I went out to the other side. And when I was coming back, he called again. He said, Pastor, they've discharged my wife. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a dynamic power and ability residing in us. But we can only experience the workings of it if we decide to release our faith. How do we release it? Anytime God said, let there, it was. Master, it doesn't matter what you believe. If you can't talk, you will die in your problem. The Bible says that a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. Amen. And that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. It is time for you not to look at circumstances and cow down. It is time for you to speak to the circumstance. Some of us beg God too much. God has not raised beggars. He has raised sons and daughters. We are not beggars. We are sons and daughters. Make a demand on the kindness and goodness of God, and God's power will be available to effect a change. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God. Declare it as he has said it. Amen. Speak it. Amen. It looks negative. Speak it all the same. And speak it. Speak it in the morning. Speak it in the afternoon. Speak it in the evening. When you are going to be sleeping, speak it on. Hallelujah. Keep on speaking. Hallelujah. And the thing will amend. Hallelujah. Amen. Speak, keep on speaking. And don't, sometimes some of us look at the face of people and we can't speak. Hallelujah. But that should not be it. They said, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. That means they learned to speak according to the word of God. I want you to appropriate the promises of God. Learn the promises of God. Know the promises of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Know them. Believe them. And appropriate them for yourself. Hallelujah. God is not selective. He loves every one of us equally. But we are experiencing the love differently and at different levels. And the levels at which we are experiencing them is because of the levels of our release of faith. The more of the release of your faith you experience or you do, the more of the experience of God's love you will have. Hallelujah. The less of it you do, the less you have. Hallelujah.